Now, European signatories to the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran saying that they expect the U.S. to spare EU entities and individuals active in Iran from sanctions. Foreign ministers of Britain, Germany, and France, as well as EU's top diplomat, call on the U.S. to avoid any action that harms the European security interests. They requested that the U.S. exempt pharma and healthcare businesses from sanctions. They also call for permission to do business with Iran in energy, automobile, civil aviation, infrastructure, and banking sectors. The official made the plea in a letter to the U.S. Treasury Secretary and the U.S. Secretary of State. The European Union is working to save the nuclear agreement after U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from it. Okay, now let's get some insight. Now I'm joined by Farhang Jahanpour, who is a lecturer with the University of Oxford, joining me from Oxford. Good to see you, sir. Do you think that Europeans are really serious to save the Iran nuclear deal, JCPOA, and do you think they will be successful? Will the U.S. allow them to do what they want to do with Iran?
Well, the answer to your first question is certainly positive. I think the Europeans have been very serious right from the start. And even when President Trump withdrew from the JCPOA, the Iran nuclear deal, all European heads of states, especially the Troika, Britain, Germany, and France, and the Commissioner for the Foreign Affairs and Security, Ms. Mogherini, very strongly expressed their support for the agreement. The letter that they have written to America is very interesting because it is another sign of their resolve and their desire to save the agreement. But the second question, whether it will be successful or not, I have got my doubts, because they have not even been able to persuade America to not impose tariffs on European steel and aluminium. So that's a tall order. But the very fact that they have taken this step, especially at the time when Mr. Netanyahu has been visiting European capitals to ask them to join America in the withdrawal, is very, very significant.
So you also mentioned Netanyahu's recent visit. Given that visit and also the effect he could have on Europeans, and also the fact that on the other side, maybe Europe is serious, like you put it, but what about the U.S.? There is a Mr. Trump there who every morning changes his mind all of a sudden when he gets up and he tweets something new.
Sadly, on this particular issue of Iran, it is not just Mr. Trump. As you know, even when the JCPOA was being negotiated by President Obama, there were very strong voices in the Congress against it. There were lots of newcomers who were opposed to it. The alliance now, which has become almost a strategic alliance between America, Israel, and Saudi Arabia, are very strongly against it. Some of the people in President Trump's cabinet, especially the Foreign Secretary, the Secretary of State, and a number of others, his National Security Advisor, Mr. Bolton, are very hostile to Iran. So I think on this particular issue, the likelihood is that America will not give in. But if Europe remains within the agreement, I think it certainly is in Iran's interest to try to make the best they can do with EU, with Russia, and with China, and not to withdraw.
All right, I appreciate your comments, sir. That was Farhang Jahanpour, lecturer with the University of Oxford, joining me from Oxford.